Das kann so sehr sehr nicht aber das sagen wir mir sagen so und auf einen Test. Wir wollen aber hier nehmen schon mal passende Kanan, who said that ICS really applies to the female parent and the male parent. Shmuel follows his reasoning from elsewhere. Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda says, mules born to a female horse and a male donkey can plow together. There's no climb problem. But they can't plow together with mules that are born to a female donkey and a male horse. Rabbi Yehuda named Shmuel said, this is the opinion of Yehuda, who says that we don't consider the father Zerah to contribute to the offspring. However, the Chum say that all types of mules may plow together and there's no climb problem. Who is the view of the Chachamim? It's the view of Chananya, who holds that we do give consideration to the father of the animal. Therefore, both types of mules are considered to be of one parent, that's a horse, the other, that's a donkey, and therefore they're the same species. From the fact that Shmuel refers to Chananya as a Chacham, we see that he has probably apostles like him. Fact number is, Rabbi Yehuda certain that we don't concern ourselves with the father, or is he unsure and therefore goes to Chumra? The difference would be where we would whether he would allow the product of Kalayim to breed with the species of his mother. If it's certain that we don't concern ourselves with the father, then this would be Mutter, because it's considered to be totally of the mother species. If he's unsure, it'd be Aser. What's Rabbi Yehuda in fact hold? And for the mother, the Mishnah quoted above said, Rabbi Yehuda says, mules born to a female horse and a male donkey can plow together. There's no Kalayim problem. Now, this can't be referring to where the father of each of these was a donkey, because they're clearly of the same type, and there'd be no reason to say that. Rather, the case must be where the father of one is a horse, the father of the other is a donkey, and he says, Mutter. This proves that Yehuda is certain that we don't concern ourselves with the father. The Gemara says it's not a proof. He may be talking about where the father of each mule is a donkey. Still, we would think that we don't view them as being one species, because the horse part of one mule should be viewed as mating with the donkey part of the other mule. He therefore teaches that they're the same species. Maybe we can answer from a Bryce. The Bryce says, Rabbi Yehuda says, if a female mule wants to mate, we may not pair her with a horse or a donkey, only with a male mule. Now, if Rabbi Yehuda is certain that we don't concern ourselves with the father, we should allow this mule to mate with the species of its mother. And for the Gemara, maybe that the case is where we don't know the species, what species the mother of the mule is. For example, if we don't know what species the mother, how does Rabbi Yehuda know, how does he say that we may pair her with the mule? The male mule may be of a different species than the female, because one's mother may be a horse, the other may be a donkey. If Rabbi Yehuda means that she may not be paired up at all unless we can determine her exact species. Right? Why can we look for the simonim? Like Abaya said, if it has a deep voice, it means that the mother's a donkey. If it has a higher pitched voice, it means the mother's a horse. Rav said if it has big ears and a short tail, its mother's a donkey. Small ears, a long tail, its mother's a horse. And for Gemara, the case is that the mule had its ears and tail cut off and was mute. For Gemara, how did we come out on this question? And for Gemara, we find that Rav Huna, the son of Yeshua, said, everyone agrees that it's also to breed the product of Kalayim with its mother species. We clearly see from over here that Rabbi Yehuda was uncertain whether we concern ourselves with the father, Shema, me, no. Rabbi Abba told his attendant to look for the simonim on the two mules that would be pulling his wagon to make sure that they're the same species of mother. We see from over here that he holds that we are uncertain whether we concern ourselves with the father. He therefore wanted to make sure that they are of the same mother. And that he holds that relying on these identifying simonim may be done deraisa, because he relied on these simonim, which is for deraisa isra of klayim. Zokmar Vaita Braisa says oisa really applies to animals of klayim and to a kfi. Eliezer says that with regard to klayim that's produced by a goat and a sheep, oisa benoy applies, but does not apply to a kfi. Rechiz said this kfi that's the subject of machlekes in the Braisa is an animal that comes from the mating of a goat and a deer. For example, what's the case? It can't be where the male goat mated with a female deer and someone shechted the deer and the kvi, because Rav Chista said that everyone agrees that where the mother is a deer and the father is a goat, Oisus Benoy would not apply. The reason is the Torah says shechting a seh and its offspring is also not shechting a deer and its offspring. Rather, you'll say that the case is where a male deer mated with a female goat and one shechted the goat and the offspring. However, Rav Chista said that everyone agrees that where the mother is a goat and the father is a deer, that one would be chayiv for shechting the mother and the offspring, because the Torah requires the mother to be a seh, which it is, and to be its offspring, which it is. If the Gemara of Chizkiah is referring to a male goat that mated with a female deer and produced a female kfi, and that kfi then gave birth to a male kfi, and someone shechted the mother kfi and its offspring on the same day, the Rabbanan say we're concerned for the father, and the female kfi is therefore considered to be partly a seh, and they also understand the pasuk of seh to mean even an animal that's only partly seh. Therefore, the one who shechted these animals will still be chayiv. Rabbi Eliezer holds, on the other hand, that we're not concerned for the father, and seh does not include even a part seh. Therefore, the one who shechted these animals is not chayiv. Instead of arguing about the case of kfi, why don't they simply argue whether we're concerned for the father, whether Oisus Benoy applies to the father and his offspring, like the Machlokes between the Chananya and the Rabbanon? If they had argued only regarding that, we would think that the Rabbanon agree regarding a female kfi and its offspring, that it's not subject to Oisus Benoy, because we would say that seh does not include an animal that's only part seh. That's why they argue in the case of kfi, to teach that Oisus Benoy does apply to it. Frankly, my mission says that we cannot shech the kviyah on Yom Tif, but if one did shech, then he's not allowed to cover his blood due to mitzvah kisei adam. What type of kviyah are we talking about? The mission can't be referring to where the father was a goat and the mother was a deer, because in that case, the Rabbanan and Rabbi Lezer will both agree that we may cover his blood on Yom Tif, since even a part deer is considered is chayiv in kisei adam. Rather, you're going to say the case is where a male deer mated with a female goat. Now, in that case, the Rabbanan, who hold that we are concerned for the father, would say that this kviyah is definitely considered to be part deer, and therefore the mitzvah kisei adam should be done even on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yezer would say that it's not even considered to be part deer since we're not concerned for the father, and therefore maybe shechted on Yom Tov because it doesn't even require kisei adam rule. So why does the mission say that kvi cannot be shechted on Yom Tov? And furthermore, the mission is discussing a kvi whose father is a deer and whose mother is a goat. The Rabbanan are uncertain as to whether we're concerned for the father and are therefore uncertain whether this kvi is considered to be even part deer. That's why you're not allowed shechted on Yom Tov. By saying that the Rabbanan are uncertain, it must be that Rabbi Eliezer is certain that we're not concerned for the father. Bryce says the laws of giving the Zeroy L'chayim Akeva of a shechted animal to the Kohen applies to a Kvi and to an animal of Kliyim, because the Pasuk says it applies to Im Shor Im Se. So Rabbi Eliezer says it applies to Kliyim of a goat and sheep, but not to a Kvi. Now, what type of Kvi is the subject of this Machalikas? It can't be where a male goat mated with a female deer, because although that would explain the view of Rabbi Eliezer, because he would hold that a part that is not sufficient to make the animal Chayim in these Matnas Kahuna, but how would we explain the view of the Rabbanon? Even if they hold that part said is chayiv, since they're uncertain as to whether we're concerned for the father, this animal may not be a goat at all. And if so, the owner should not have to give the matnas kahuna. The owner should tell the kohen, bring proof that we're concerned for the father, and I'll give you the matonis. Rather, you're going to say that the case is regarding a female deer that made it with a female goat. That makes sense according to Rabbanan, who say that the portions must be given, and they mean that half of the portions must be given, corresponding to half of the animal that's definitely a goat based on its mother. However, according to Rabbi Eliezer, he should be chayv to give the entire portions to the kohen because he holds that we're certain that we're not concerned for the father. And for the more of the case is regarding a male deer that made it with a female goat. Rabbi Eliezer is also uncertain as to whether we are concerned for the father. If so, what's the machleik between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanan? If the more they argue whether the pasuk of says set, it comes to include an animal that's only a part set. Rabbanan say it comes to include such an animal. Rabbi Eliezer says no. A papa said, based on this regarding kisei hadam and the portions that are given to the kohen matnas kahuna of a shechted animal, the case must be where a male deer made it with a female goat. But the other rabbanon both hold that we're uncertain whether we're concerned for the father, and they argue whether the term se includes an animal that's only a part se. With regard to oisei benoi, the machleik is going to be regarding a male goat that made it with a female deer, or where a male deer made it with a female goat. In the cases, if the case is regarding a male goat that made it with a female deer, machleik is whether it's also the shechted and its offspring on the same day. And the rabbanon hold that maybe we're concerned for the father. And they also say that se includes an animal with only parts se, and therefore it's also. Really, as it holds, that although we're maybe concerned for the father, we don't say se includes a partly se, and therefore it's not included in the iser. If the machlok is regarding a kfi produced by a male deer that mated with a female goat, machlekes would be whether or not the person who shechted it and its offspring gets malchus. The Rabbanan say, even if we're concerned for the father, we still say that se includes an animal that's only part se, and therefore the one who shechted it is chayav malchus. Rabbi Eliezer says, there's an iser, since we're possibly not concerned for the father, and the kfi is therefore a full se, but there's no malchus, because maybe we're concerned for the father, and se does not include an animal that's only partly se.